Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name, amen, that we come on this morning to say thank you for another day. We come to say thank you for making a way out of no way. We come to bless your holy and your righteous name, God. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. We thank you, Father, as we confess every sin of omission and commission. Father God, we bless you. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for cleansing us. We thank you for washing us. We thank you for restoring us, Father, in Jesus' name, and putting us, Father, where we need to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 In Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we pray that you will bless our services on today, Father, where you and you alone will be glorified, you and you alone will be praised, you and you alone, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, where would we be if Jesus didn't love us? Where would we be if Jesus didn't care? Where would we be if Jesus had not sacrificed his life? But Father God, we are so glad. We are just absolutely so glad that he did. Thank you. Father, we commit this service into your hands, that you and you alone will be glorified, you and you alone will be praised, and that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. We bless him. We thank him. We praise him. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, and we do give God praise. Amen. If this is your first time with us, may it not be your last time with us, and keep on coming back. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless Jesus. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday to this hour, Sundays at 12 o'clock. Amen. We have an altar prayer where we pray 2 times a day at 12 o'clock and then back at 9. Amen. and I don't know, Bible study on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock on this same number here, amen, the 385 number, amen. So you can find a place, amen, some time, amen, some space. We are here, amen. So if you come, we'll be here to greet you, amen. So we greet you this morning in the name of Jesus, amen, and we bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Amen. We had some things scheduled this morning. Amen. It was a change of plans, but it's okay. Amen. Because I'm telling you, amen, our 5 o'clock service was so good this morning on Facebook. We just going to pick up right there. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the program is always subject to change. And we want to thank God that we're in sync with him. Amen. So in your Bibles this morning, in the book of Romans, chapter number 4, and I'm going to be reading in out of the NIV, Romans chapter 4, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 16. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our Father in the sight of God, and whom he believed, and God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Glory be to the living God. Give me 1 second, okay? Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words credited to him were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him, who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Hallelujah, my God. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. This is good. Thank God. God, we thank you for the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. Thank you, God. Without wavering, verse number 19 says, beloved, hallelujah, without wavering, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Beloved, amen, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Some of us right now are looking at some situations, amen, hallelujah, that, amen, are as good as dead. We're looking at our finances, good as dead. Our health, good as dead. Our relationships, good as dead. Our ministry, good as dead. Our children, good as dead. Lord, the economy, good as dead. Good as dead. Abraham, glory be to God, was 100 years old. Medically, 100 years old ain't having no babies. Nowadays, they taking Viagra at 50 to try to stay up for 30 minutes. Huh? At 100 years old, ain't nobody having no babies at 100 years old. How you going to do it, Abraham? And how old is your wife? I can see if you had a little young girl, 20, 30 years old, how old your wife? 90? Y'all better stop playing. You just better stop playing. But no, Abraham kept knocking boots. Well, I call knocking boots, making love to his wife. He had permission, amen, holy matrimony. What God has put together, let it be together. Huh? He didn't stop. He said, come on, baby. Turn off the lights. Come on over here. Huh? Because he was fully persuaded that if God said it, I don't care what the expiration date looks like. There is no expiration date on God's word. There is no expiration date on God's promises. God is not an expirer. He has no end. He, glory be to God, he is eternal. He has no time limit on when. We put the time limit on. We're the ones set the dates. We're the ones. God said, I didn't do that. You did it. Abraham believed God even when it looked like it was too late. We're talking about Abraham today, and Abraham is such a main character in the Bible. We're going to be talking about Abraham about three or four times during our series. Just want to let you know, amen, he's one of the men, amen, that gets privilege. He gets privilege. Why? Because he's the father of faith, beloved. Glory be to God. I shared this scripture with you earlier this week. I want to share it with you again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me find it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. It's in Galatians. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter number 3, verse number 14. And I want you to go, amen, read the whole thing in your time, in your meditation today. I want you to focus right now, amen, and verse number 29. If ye be Christ's, anybody on that I'm listening to today, do you belong to Christ? Are you born again? Have you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior? Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Galatians, beloved, chapter 3, verse 29 says, if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. Everything that God promised Abraham was not just for Isaac, huh? And Ishmael. No, beloved, we are the spiritual, glory be to God, seed of Abraham. That's why they call us, you are a spiritual Jew. Yeah, well, I'm black. I'm Afro-American. You are a spiritual Jew. I wish I had time to go into it. Why? Because Abraham was a Jew. Huh? Jesus came unto the Jews, amen, they received him not. You are, amen, spiritual, a Jew, beloved. The same promises here that God gave Abraham, God has given to you, glory be to God. But guess what? Abraham would have never got it if Abraham didn't believe. If Abraham would have told Sarah, what the heck, it ain't going to happen, whatever, I thought we was going to do. He made some mistakes listening to his wife, hooked up with, amen, her, amen, a servant, and gave birth to Ishmael, trying to help God out. But, love it, let me tell you something. You don't need to help God out. Only way God needs your help is to hold your faith. That's all you need to do. And if God tells you to make a move, you make a move. God don't tell you to make a move, you don't make no moves. Glory be to God. Because God don't need your help. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Abraham never doubted that God will fulfill his promise. Yeah, he lied and said his wife was his sister. Yeah, he messed up, glory be to God, and had the baby. Amen. That was not the seed of promise. See, so we want to help God out, amen, beloved, and to say that God brought forth the promise. No, God didn't bring forth no promise. No, you don't have to cheat to win. No, no, you did that. You did that. Now you on your own. See, now you got to maintain this. The blessings of the Lord make it rich. You try to bless yourself, it ain't going to be nothing but sorrow. And that's what Abraham and Sarah had, was sorrow with Ishmael and the bondservant. That's all they had, was sorrow, because they tried to help God out. See? But we see here that Abraham, glory be to God, he had wisdom, he was a good man, glory be to God, but now he had his faults and his weaknesses just like we have ours, but he was consistent. He trusted God, he trusted God. He said, I believe God. Anytime you's going to get up and take your family and go and you don't even know where the Lord's sending you, you packing up, say the Lord is sending, what? Boy, you got a fever? Somebody give me the COVID test. Wait a minute, check his vitals. The blood pressure, what the blood pressure look like? Huh? What your sugar diabetes look like? How your head feel? You got vertigo? Huh? They got a whole bunch of questions. You start talking like that. Huh? Oh, Abraham didn't care. Abraham didn't care, because you know what? Abraham had the blessings of God on him. The blessings. Beloved, the Bible tells us that Jesus was sent to bless us. Did you know that? Yeah, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. But Jesus was sent to bless us. I want you to write this scripture down. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You can find it in Acts chapter number 3, verse number 26. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. It says, unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. You see that? Jesus left heaven, came down to earth to bless you. And that's in every area of your life. Not just put a couple of dollars in your bank account and a Rolex watch on your wrist and a Mercedes in your garage. No, to bless you spiritually. Amen. To prosper you as your soul prospers. To bless you going in. To bless you coming out. Huh? But Abraham believed, and he did not waver when it looked like it was too late. He did not waver. Beloved, how many of us have given up on God? Well, I tried to wait. I tried to wait, but you know, I'm getting old now. I'm almost time for retirement. Well, you know, I tried, but everybody else, they look like they making it, and it just ain't working. Well, I don't know. Let me look. I know how to take care. I know how. God bless the child who has his own. I know how to make some stuff happen. Huh? Now, if you knew how to make some things happen, would have happened by now. Amen. God has a time. God has a will. And God has a way. See? Hallelujah. Abraham didn't throw in the towel. See? So a lot of us, we say, well, you know, we try to hang in there up to this certain date. But if it don't happen by that date, we said, oh, whatever. Whatever. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for unwavering faith. Amen. Of our brother Abraham. And when his season came, Abraham didn't have to do nothing. He didn't do nothing. He was sitting there chilling out, probably drinking some lemonade. Huh? Divine favor. Amen. He was immersed in divine favor. He had success. He was filthy rich. Filthy rich. He was rich before he came to Canaan, and he was even more richer, amen, after that. Hallelujah. He had success, amen. He had supernatural empowerment. All this was working on his behalf. Hallelujah. We sing the song, God's going to work in my favor. He's going to work it out, even in the midnight hour. God's going to work it out. Well, guess what? Blessings was working in Abraham's favor. Why? Because verse number 19 tells us Abraham was fully persuaded. Beloved, let me show you another scripture. Let me show you another scripture. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, rabakoshi embara bakomba ba 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 kandiriyambara bakondiriyambara ba 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 ba. I want you to look, hallelujah, in James chapter number 1 and verse number 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You're not in agreement. You're not in agreement with yourself. Your mouth is saying one thing, your heart is saying something else. Your head is saying one thing, your mouth is saying something else. One day you're in, the next day you're halfway in, the next day you're on your way out. One day you believe and you swearing that God can and God will, the next day you ain't sure about it. I mean, because after all, you know, you ain't been all that faithful to God, so maybe you don't qualify for the blessing. One day God is almighty, the next day you want to talk about what the devil doing and how much power the devil got. You wishy-washy. You back and forth. You up and you're down. Some days you're up, some days you're down. Some days you talk negative, some days you talk positive. Some days you say you're going to press in, the next day you're thinking about quitting. You're entertaining thoughts. You're not in agreement with yourself. Later for touching and agreeing with the brethren. That's why you got to be careful who you touch and agree with. The Bible says one can take 1,000, two can take 10. Whatever, amen, you bind on earth, amen, shall be bound if two or three touch and agree. So just because you touching and agreeing with somebody, that don't mean that you're going to get it. Because guess what? They ain't with you. Baby, you think they praying with you. They thinking about how they going to pay their bills. They ain't heard a word of your prayer request. They not even in agreement with themselves. So how they going to be in agreement with you? Beloved, amen. We have to be in agreement with the word. God, did God say it? Yeah, God said it. Is this God's promise to you? Yeah, God's promise to me. Not only is it in the book, I got a rhema word. Oh. Then you have to be in agreement with that word. Now, the word is going to be tried. Oh, it's going to be tested. And that's where most people fail, right there. As I said on this morning, before David could take Goliath down, David had to kill a lion and David had to kill a bear. All of that was his training. He was in training for reigning. When he killed the bear, that gave him confidence to kill the lion. When he killed the lion, that gave him confidence to take Goliath down. Goliath is going to show up, beloved. Glory be to God, huh? But what's happening now and where we give up, David could see the bear and see the lion. So he knew who he was taking out. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers in the darkness of this world. We can't see our enemy. So when that invisible lion comes and that invisible bear comes, instead of us fighting in faith to kill it, because we are more than a conqueror and can do all things in Christ, we give up. We become frustrated. Oh, I'm tired now. Oh, God. Oh, this is frustrating, y'all. Oh, I'm exhausted. Whatever. I don't even care no more. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We lose the pressing as we focused on last week. The pressing, you know, the mother already on the table to give birth to the baby. Now you already on the table. You talking about you ain't gonna push? We lose the oomph. We lose the grit. We lose the fight. We lose the pressing. That's why. why it's always darkest right before dawn. Baby, you can't stop now. You got to take that lion and bear out. Isn't it amazing how you can win a fight fighting somebody invisible? God's, because you know why? It's God fighting. It's God to help your friend to your friends, an enemy to your enemy. God honors your faith. Abraham said, I ain't going nowhere. They coming for you. About to, well, whatever. I ain't going nowhere. I believe God. Well, Abraham, the snake going to bite you. Well, guess what? If I get bitten, I ain't going to die. I shred on serpents. Well, the lion coming, Abraham. Well, God said we are the righteous, as bold as a lion. I look, Brother Job said, look, if I got to die trying, I believe God. I believe God going to do it. If I don't see it, my children going to see it. Somebody going to see it. Because God said, God going to do it. And that's where Abraham was. Abraham said, I heard from God. I received a promise from God. And I believe that God is going to do it. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Beloved, I just want to ask you this morning, are you fully persuaded? Beloved, we see that Abraham was fully persuaded. What's another word for fully persuaded? He was convinced without a shadow of a doubt. He was sure. He was absolute. He was certain. He was full of confidence. He never doubted. Abraham said, what you talking about? I ain't listening to you. No, you can call me later with that negative stuff. But come on, Abraham, use a little common sense. I ain't listening to you. I got to go. See ya. He said, I ain't listening to you. Well, look, Abraham, I went on Google, and they already said you can't have no babies past age. He said, I ain't listening to you. See? And beloved, that's what you got to tell the devil this morning. Devil, I ain't listening to you. I'm like, come on now. And you know, the chances of somebody in the doctor's already diagnosed you, they only gave you a certain number of days. I ain't listening to you. I believe the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report says I have victory. Jesus was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace is upon him, and by the stripes of Jesus, I ain't listening to you. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I ain't listening to you. And if God decides to take me, I have to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. Either way, I win. I ain't listening to you. That's what Abraham was telling his circumstances, beloved. I come to tell you this morning, that's what you got to tell yours. You have to speak the fear. Fear has ears. The Bible says, amen, you can speak to the mountain and tell the mountain to be thou removed and cast into the sea. The mountain needs to hear your voice. Fear needs to hear your voice. You got to open your mouth and say something. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Decree a thing and it shall be established. You got to open your mouth and say something. Abraham acted on what he believed. Beloved, if you don't act on what you believe, it's not faith. Belief is not faith unless you acting on it. And if you're not in faith, you're not pleasing God. And if you're not pleasing God, you're not going to get, hallelujah, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and he shall receive nothing of the Lord. Hebrews, amen, chapter number 11. Let's go there for a minute as I wind up. Glory be to God. Hebrews 11, hallelujah. Verse number 6. But without faith, it is impossible. Somebody underline the word impossible for me, please, in your Bible. Don't be afraid to mark up your Bibles. I wonder what God meant by impossible. Okay, like really? You really want us to go there this morning? Huh? It says here, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe. Somebody underline must. Underline the word must. Must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Abraham was fully persuaded. He was not wavering in his faith. What about you, beloved? Abraham knew that whatever God had promised, God was also able to perform. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, God is able. We sing the songs, we sing the words, but do we believe the words? God is able to do whatever he said he will do. We sing the songs, but do we believe the words? Able. God has the power to do it. Why? Because God is the power. But let me tell you something. God got a million ways to bless you. You could go in your backyard and find a money tree, amen, with a whole bunch of $100 bills is growing. Instead of apples, you growing $100 bills. I'm just saying, beloved, well, I ain't never seen that. And look, what I'm saying is I don't care what you see, you know, they ain't seen. God is able to do anything to get it to you. We cannot limit God to one way of answering, one day of answering. God can do whatever he want to do to those who believe. How was Abraham able to hold out and wait so long for God? How was he able to wait? You want to know why, beloved? His faith was strengthened because he faced. The devil comes with obstacles. He comes to test us. See? The Lord allows some testing to take place to try our hearts. Not that God wants to try our hearts, because he already knows our hearts. We need to know. See, we need to know where our faith level is. We need to know what we believe God for. See, and the testing proves that. But what Abraham didn't allow his testing to weaken him. Beloved, do you know that's the whole purpose of why God allows testing to come in the first place? So that you can be strengthened by it. So you can say, wow, whew. Wow, I didn't know if I was going to make it or not, but I made it. I didn't know if I was going to pass that one, but I passed it. I didn't know if I was going to come through it, but I did. When I'm weak, then am I strong. See, and instead of the devil taking you out, which was the purpose that he came, glory be to God, you came out as pure gold. Brother Joe said, after I've been tried, I shall come out as pure gold. Ooh, you came out stronger. You came out, your light affliction working for you a far more exceeding weight of glory. Beloved, David was strengthened when Goliath showed up. Not only was he strengthened, he was rewarded and he was honored. God will reward you and honor you too. Read Psalms 91. Go all the way down to the last three verses in Psalms 91 and see what God will do. Abraham's life was an example of faith in action. Beloved, let me say this as I close. If Abraham had looked at his own resources when he was in Canaan and subduing Canaan and holding on to the promises of God, if Abraham had looked at his own resources when it came time, amen, he had received the promise that he was going to be the founder of the nation, if he had looked at his own resources, he would have given up. He would have given up in despair. His resources was not equivalent to the promise before him. If he had looked at his own bank account, his own manpower, his own education, his own political influence, he would have said, I miss God. A lot of you today, the devil has spoken into your ears that you miss God. You ain't missed nobody. I come to encourage you, don't give up in despair. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you are going to reap if you faint not. Be like Brother Abraham. Abraham looked to God. He didn't look to the politicians. He didn't look to the church. He looked to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, faith is believing God. If you don't believe God, you don't have faith. We hear people say, I believe. You believe who? You believe what? Yeah, they didn't show up. I thought they was going to show up. Now you done fell down in the slumps. Now you depressed again because they didn't show up. They canceled. Why? Because your faith was in them. That's why God allowed them to cancel. No, your faith must be in God. If you show up and don't show up, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. He is always there. He promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, even to the end of the world. Abraham believed God. Beloved, who do you believe today? Where's your faith? Is your faith in the system? Where's your faith? In your education? Where's your faith? In religion? Where's your faith? If your faith is not in God, you don't have no faith. If you don't believe God, just let me tell you, let me wake you up this morning before you get your cup of coffee, that you don't have no faith. Not only did Abraham believe God, he obeyed God. And most of all, he waited for God to fulfill his word. A lot of times we want to run ahead of God. We see when the promise begins to manifest, sometimes we get a little excited. See, baby, you got to learn how to hold your mule. When I find myself getting excited, I begin to see God sometimes. Amen. Yesterday, I had to tell myself, Frida, hold your mule. Let God do it, Frida. Let God do it, Frida. Slow down. Go sit on the porch. Get a little air. Let God do it. Now, see, because if you run now, try to run ahead of God, now you're going to mess things up. You're going to mess everything up. Everything. Abraham knew and believed, he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able. Somebody write, he's able. So write that down in your notes this morning. Sing it. Write it. He's able. Who's able? God's able. God's able to perform. Not one of God's promises has ever failed. Not one seed has ever fell to the ground. God has the power to do it, and God will do it if, somebody say if you walk by faith. If you walk by faith. If you live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. If you walk by, we walk by faith and not by sight. That's a good scripture for us to close on here. Write it down. I'm going to show you where to find it. So you can keep staring at it. Keep staring at it. Keep repeating it. Amen. Till the light bulb go off. That's how you do it. That's how you meditate in the word. You can find it in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 7. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I want you to repeat that, repeat it, repeat it all day, washing the dishes, driving your car, going to work, amen, cleaning the baby's diaper, amen, eating your meal, whatever. I want you to keep repeating that. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith. You don't have to say it aloud. Say it to yourself. Say it in the shower. Say it in the bathroom. Say it for all day today, all this week. Say it until the light bulb goes off. And then, oh, my God, I walk by faith and not by sight. Beloved, we must be fully convinced that that's the only way we're going to get anything from God. That's why some of us haven't received it yet. Because we hold on for a minute, then we get loose. We get tight, we get loose. We get tight, we get loose. Baby, you got to get tight and stay tight. And watch God do it. Fully persuaded. Father, we thank you for Brother Abraham, Father Abraham. God, we thank you for the lessons that we can learn from this man of God. Oh, my God, his faith was counted unto him for righteousness. Oh, this man, yes, he was not perfect. He had his errors. He made some mistakes like all of us. But Father God, you honored his faith. You blessed him for his faith. We are all now, Father God, of his lineage. All of us in faith are of the lineage of Father Abraham. The same blessings that you gave Father Abraham, you will give to your children for all those who believe, all those who are fully persuaded. Father God, help us to stop allowing the devil to knock us off course. Every time the devil trying to throw us something, we trying to catch it. Instead of putting on our whole armor, putting up our, we see that thing coming, lift your shield up and block it. Pull your sword out and cut it up. Oh, Father God, forgive us. Forgive us for being weak in faith. Father, and help us to get to a place of full persuasion. We don't care what nobody said. All we need to do, Father God, is hear from you. Hallelujah. Just from you, Father. If you said it, we don't need to hear nothing more. Sometimes you'll confirm your word, Father God. Sometimes you don't. You are the confirmation. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you. Fully persuaded that on this Father's Day, as Father God, we was going to talk about Father's Day testimony. We talking about it right now. Hallelujah. The Father, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. God, you promised to be our sun and shield and to give us grace and glory. And no good thing do you withhold from those who walk upright. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, there it is. Program Always Something to Change. Hallelujah. To God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. God, amen, wants his children. Amen. To stop being wishy-washy and double-minded and up and down. Believe God today. And press into what you believe. Get stronger in your faith. And that don't mean the situations and circumstances are going to disappear overnight. But I'm telling you, if you hold your stance, the violent, take it by force. And you will have what God says you have. You will have what God said you can have if you believe God for it without wavering. Fully persuaded. My God. That word grabbed hold of me last night. But you would have thought, if y'all could see me, if you had a camera in my house, you would have thought I was electrocuted. You would say, oh, Pastor Bradford must have stepped in some water and some electric. She must have been electrocuted. Y'all check it. Maybe she having a seizure. No, baby. No, I got a rhema. That's what I got. A rhema. And I impart that into you this morning. That if you are fully persuaded, can't no devil in hell what God has already prepared for you. In Jesus' name, meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today. Amen. And back at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night Bible study in the name of Jesus. We will be back, the Lord's willing, tomorrow morning. Amen. Let me see. We have, let's see, Pastor Erica is scheduled this week. We have Bishop Lawrence Williams scheduled this week. We got a couple people scheduled this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Looking forward to hearing from them. Amen. Hallelujah. And if push comes to shove, as things happen, gotta be here. Gotta be here. Amen. That's the only person we looking for. Amen. For real, for real. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray your blessings upon our lives as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today. Help us, Father, keep our minds stayed on you. Father God, help us as we're going to be talking about fear tomorrow morning on Facebook. Father God, that fear, you can't have, our fear takes away our faith. But you want us to know that faith can take away our fear. But we got to talk to fear. We've been talking to everybody but fear. Father God, we bind the spirit of fear right now. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Help us to rise up to the occasion. Help our faith to be elevated to the level, Father God, that you would have us to be on. Father God, help us to stop looking at ourselves as grasshoppers. You did not make us as no grasshopper. Help us to get rid of that grasshopper mentality and see ourselves as kings and priests and a royal priesthood. All things belong to us, and every good and perfect gift cometh from above. Father God, meet us at 12 o'clock. Anoint the prayer warrior as they serve back at 8 o'clock for Bible study. Give us a good day. We cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not, cannot, shall not come to pass. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a glorious, victorious, powerhouse, miraculous day. Amen, in Jesus' name. Love you. Pastor Matthew signing out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Come to us.